Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And once again, you can bring up absolutely anything. Coming up, we've got information about what's going on out in Los Angeles. And but first, we actually have a special guest that we're going to be bringing on here live from a jail cell. It is Ademo calling from Valley Street Jail in Manchester. Ademo.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, you called just in time to get on the air here for hour number three. Welcome to Free Talk Live. It was nice to see you in court yesterday. For our listeners that aren't familiar with you, you are the founder of CopBlock.org. And, of course, you're also a co-host on the show when you're not inside the cage, which you've been there for about, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, going on 2 weeks next week.
So can you briefly recap why it is you're sitting in there?
Yeah, basically there was an incident back in June 4th, 2011, where we chalked the police, it's called. You can go to copblock.org/chalk and get caught up to speed on that. But essentially I had a trial by a judge, a bench trial, and found guilty, sentenced to 1 year in jail, 10 months suspended, 2 months I had to serve. I appealed that sentence and to Superior Court, and during the process of going through that at Superior Court, I went through all the pretrial stuff, and the letter to inform me of my trial was sent to an address that does not exist, and two judges rejected my motions for a new trial, proving that it wasn't my fault because I've never missed a court case, and the case was remanded back to district court, and I was locked in a cage, so here I am.
Right, noisy cage.
Yeah, they're hooting it up down there in the background.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it down as best as I can, but yeah, I got like 50 roommates who like to just, you know, be rowdy.
Right, and actually you made a point in court the other day. I'm just going to turn you down a little bit as we talk to reduce the noise, but the video footage is up at freekeen.com for anybody who wants to see Ademo in court the other day. You made the point to the man in the robe that you're in jail for months for chalking, and you're facing 21 years in prison for recording phone calls with government bureaucrats for so-called wiretapping charges. Yet in that very same courtroom, less than an hour before you appeared, there was a man who was on trial for, that was actually taking a plea deal for basically assaulting and choking and hitting his girlfriend, and he was in there for what, 100 days?
Yeah, he did something like 100 days. He ultimately got a deferred sentence or a state sentence where he had to come back later. And he had told me when we were in the cage together that he just got done doing 7 years for aggravated assault and armed robbery. So, you know, this guy has a history of being violent with actual victims. And I'm not one to judge another's, you know, another's past or history or case, but I just wanted to make the point, like you said, that, you know, it's funny that I'm looking at three times as much time as that guy did, and I haven't harmed anybody.
Right. You didn't harm anybody. No one has accused you of hurting them. You haven't been accused of causing any damage. What you did do was your actions threatened the legitimacy of the state, because ultimately the reason why you were recording phone calls with government bureaucrats allegedly was because they you wanted to ask them questions about their outrageous actions, which included a police officer at a high school in Manchester that slammed a high school young man's head off of a table. This was caught on video, and you were investigating that case for CopBlock.org.
Right, you're just doing reporter work.
Right, and that, you know, they don't like the fact that that you're trying to hold them accountable, so they're coming after you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I try to make that point as well, that the officer who actually put his hands on somebody else hasn't had to, you know, talk to police officers to be investigated. He hasn't had to come to an indictment, a pretrial hearing, you know, and deal with the stress of it. He didn't even miss one single day of work. Yet again, I haven't harmed or put my hands on anybody, and I'm constantly going through all these, you know, hoops.
So what else did you want to share tonight with our listeners? What's the latest?
Well, after court there, and I appreciate you all being there, and especially you, Ann, for taking the time to film. But the district attorney did come down and try to offer me a plea deal, something that I had asked him about, though I don't normally advocate taking plea deals or anything like that, but I just kind of wanted to gauge where I was going to be at, you know, because normally a plea deal could be a pretty close reflection of what time you may or may not get. Mm-hmm. And a jury, plus, if they do sentence me to 5 years or something like that, I'd like to make the point of, hey, you guys are willing to do this, and now you did that. You punished me even more for taking it to trial.
Which they've done to me.
Right. And this is absolutely, this is what the United States judicial system has swirled around down the toilet bowl too, a system called this plea bargaining. It only benefits the people that are supposed to be working for us, the bureaucrats, the judges, the bailiffs, the lawyer, the prosecutors. It benefits them, and it benefits the guilty, because guilty people get smaller charges by plea bargaining. But it is a terrible thing for innocent people, because the fact is that the vast majority, more than 99% of people that are charged, do not end up at a trial. So if you're telling me that you believe that the judicial system is just so just that somehow or another they only make a mistake fewer than 1% of the time, you're a fool. So somehow or another, it's just that this plea bargaining thing's just a load of crap. It should be against the law. There should be no plea bargaining. If it's worth charging somebody, it should be worth giving them a trial.
Exactly, and that's what I feel. And just to highlight that, I mean, when he came downstairs, he wants me to do another 12 months in Valley Street. He would suspend 6 of those months, meaning I would sit here for at least 4 of them, and he would also stay a 1 to 2 year prison sentence as long as I would plead guilty to all 3 felonies and have no contact with my 3 victims. I absolutely rejected that immediately, and I told him I wouldn't even ever consider an offer that had anything with any amount of time on it. And so he is spending the weekend, he says, calling my victims and talking to his bosses, and he's going to come visit me on Monday, and hopefully a deal, he says, that will be 1 to 2 years in prison suspended for 2 years of good behavior, something that we also disagree on, because he says good behavior means no police contact whatsoever, and me being as involved as I am with CopRock.org, that's nearly impossible. I walk out of Valley Street in the first day from Manchester Cop, he's going to have contact with me and send me to prison.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's pretty much where we're at. It's funny now that he is entertaining the idea of giving me no time, but has hoopla and, you know, they've given this such, you know, big precedence or meaning for him, you know, up until this moment.
It's absolutely ridiculous what these people are doing, and juxtapose what's happening to you versus other people. There was a court case about another guy who was chalking somewhere. I think it was, I don't know, Florida or wherever it
was. It was in Florida.
This dude ended up getting $170,000 or something crazy.
Yeah, they said
like
it was
that.
A frivolous lawsuit to have brought against against him, and he got a settlement. I mean, you know, if it was children chalking on the sidewalk and maybe the side of the police building or whatever, I don't think they would have gotten anything. But since you guys were out there protesting police violence that had occurred, I mean, this is...
Right, it was a murder, I believe. Was it a severe beating or a murder that you guys were protesting?
A severe beating where they beat up a guy. But I did ask one of the cops at my trial, if I had been chalking, I love the police, would you have arrested me? He said, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
So, this is absolutely a vendetta. I mean, and why I'm in here now because of this wrong mailing, it's either a clerical error or an absolute conspiracy to lock me up while I'm supposed to be preparing for this trial. Now, I'm not using that as an out, but I could easily, you know, postpone or, you know, at the minimum, my trial because I'm not able to prepare.
Well, right. But, I mean, everybody gets at least one continuance, and you haven't had one yet, so should you want to, you know, put this off, you certainly could.
Right, but, you know, I'm thinking why I'm here, I might as well get it done. It actually gives me a little bit of time to write, and I don't mind what I call the little field trips out of jail, even though they did leave me over there at Superior Court for like 3.5 more hours all by myself in a cell after the bus came and picked everybody else up, just like... Old bailiffs were like mad at me as I was walking back to the thing. Like, you think this is your courtroom and you can talk to the judge like that? Because I called him Mr. Brown and he told me to sit and I said I prefer to stand.
Yep.
You know, and so they, you know, it's just going to show you these guys, like, and their control when anybody gives them a little bit of, you know, question. And it's not like I was being disrespectful or rude. I just was choosing my preference.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not even what they think it is.
Folks can go and see the video over at freekeen.com. It's there right now, and they cut us off after 10 minutes. So that lady just cut us off.
It's not a real lady.
She's about to cut you off. Hey, Damo, call me later if you need to. I'll be here. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's a Damo from copblock.org. You can go there and see what those folks are doing. It's great work. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is July 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 16:30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,670.76, $835.38 for a half ounce, and $417.69 for a quarter ounce. $1,670.76, $835.38, and $417.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves here toll-free live at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. We call this show Free Talk Live because, well, you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we are live. And by the way, we do it 7 nights per week, so there's plenty of time for you to get on the air and talk about whatever it is that is interesting to you. So obviously we bring stuff to the table, and we do have still to talk about here tonight if we get a chance, the latest on the medical cannabis situation out in California. The legal wrangling is still not over. It's been coming up on two decades, not quite, a decade and a half now, since the Proposition 215 passed, legalizing medical cannabis. And we'll give you an update on what's happening in L.A., where they're trying to crack down and are cracking down on medical cannabis shops. But first, we'll go to you and your thoughts. However, I want to remind you about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time, and we really appreciate it. They're big supporters of Liberty, big supporters of Free Talk Live. If you have a company, accounts receivable is giving you a headache, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They're the top banner on the right-hand side of our page. SACL CAI.
To the phones and the phone, let's go to Chris listening to KMED out in Oregon. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey.
First-time listener and first-time caller.
Welcome,
sir. I've got a problem here, and I'm trying to figure out where the line can be drawn.
All right.
At VA facilities where the VA police can go out into the parking lot and do a search without any cause or anything else. They can just, if they feel that you're doing something illegal in it, they can actually demand entry and do a search of that vehicle.
Wow.
For any illegal substances or anything that is not allowed in the VA.
Wow. So this is the VA have police?
Yeah.
Not a surprise to me, Mark. Almost every federal agency has a policing wing. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know the Department of Education has put in an order for shotguns last year.
The FDA has it. The IRS have them. I mean, it's not a surprise to me at all. That's interesting. So basically, even though on one hand they tell you they're going to take care of you as a veteran, on the other hand they're shaking you down.
Oh, yeah. If they suspect you have an illegal substance, i.e., like a 215 card.
What's that?
And you have cannabis in your vehicle.
Oh, 215, Proposition 215. Gotcha.
And they'll nail you for a $274 fine.
Have they done this to you?
Yep.
So
what happens if you don't pay the fine?
Well, I haven't gone to court on this yet.
And would it be federal court?
Yes, in San Francisco.
This is pretty interesting because, I mean, here you have a situation where a state has voted that it is legal for you to have marijuana, and the federal government refuses to believe that, but the federal government's facility is in the state. So how can they go and, when they raid medical facilities, medical marijuana facilities, they don't actually even arrest people there in California. You may have a real groundbreaking case. Have you talked to, tried to find some lawyer that'll represent you pro bono?
Yeah, good luck.
Well, it's not easy, but there's a lot of people that are interested in this particular issue.
Yeah, surely. I mean, I understand how hard it can be to find a lawyer who's willing to take on the state, but I agree with Mark. Surely in California there must be attorneys who are cannabis friendly who would be interested in taking this one on.
Well, what gets me is the fact that they can go into a person's home, which is in the parking lot, and demand entry.
Was this an RV?
Yes.
Oh, you've got an even better case.
RVs are strange, sort of weird, these quasi chimeras, that it's your home, but it's your vehicle. It's odd.
But it's stronger as a home than any other car. I mean, that's it is part of that castle doctrine, I think. I'm not an attorney, but it sounds to me like that now that I know it's an RV, you've got an even more strong case that you could bring here.
And the thing is, it was an over-exuberant, nasty work of a rookie cop trying to make a name for himself.
Of course.
Well, there's a, I mean, the fact is that working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry. Just because you got a nasty one, you know, I mean, even the nice ones, they can do whatever the hell they want, too. So.
Well, yeah, but you've got to be a total a-hole to go and search somebody's home for a little bit of pot in the parking lot of the VA center. I mean,
yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he's not going to lose his job over it.
No, he's not. Unless, of course, there is a severe lawsuit.
I don't think he'd lose it anyway, but I think that the lawsuit would be very interesting.
Chris, that's fascinating. I had no idea that was going on, and I presume that's something that's... Is that happening, do you think, across the country, where veterans are just regularly being harassed by the VA? I mean, what was your intention in visiting the VA that particular day in question?
I had to have emergency surgery on my back.
Right. So you've come in for, you know, the reason of medical care. You've come in to take advantage of the services that you've been promised that you'd be taking care of for the rest of your life, and then they turn around on you as you're there for surgery, and they essentially make an arrest? It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy.
And not only did they nail me, but there was a couple that came in the next day, and they nailed him, and he went to jail.
Chris, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I hope you'll keep in touch and let us know as this develops what happens with your case. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bill is listening also in Medford, KMed. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live out in Oregon. Hello there.
Well, what happens, well, you know, this is one of them, you can get your medical marijuana card here. I should have one, but I don't, because when you go into the VA, there's a sign there that says by entering the premises, you are allowing them to search you at any time they want to. And another thing, if you take any type of pain medication from the VA at their prerogative, they can P-test you. And if you got any cannabis in your urine, they won't give you any pain pills.
Wow. And this is even if you have a cannabis card.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I know a lot of vets that some of them don't follow up on their cannabis card so they can get the pain pills, and a lot of them that don't take the pain pills because they'd rather smoke dope.
Hell yeah, man. That's, I mean, that's a natural painkiller for some folks.
That's just the way it is. And these guys that are the VA cops, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, 99% cops were bullies in school, or they were picked on by bullies.
You are absolutely correct, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you're not absolutely correct. We don't have any statistics on this. He made a claim of 99%. I will not disagree that some cops use their positions for bullying, but you cannot back that up.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill, and thank you for the call tonight, man.
The larger majority of them do. But see, the thing is, I'll trust a thief and a liar before I'll trust a cop, because I know.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, Bill. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people that get it. With people that not only understand what freedom's all about, and that is that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And, of course, in order to have freedom for yourself, you have to allow others to be free as well. So if you get all of that and you are willing to do something about it, then go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the movement that has already brought together 1,000 people into the same place. Nearly 12,000 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and we want to reach 20,000. So we still have a little ways to grow, but you don't have to wait until 20,000 to make the move. Mark, you and I moved all the way back in 2006. There are new people moving every single day, at least every week. I don't know about every day, but new people are coming all the time up here to New Hampshire, and that's because it's working. That's because people getting together deliberately who love freedom and getting active in various different ways, whether it's going to Occupy or a Tea Party or doing politics or doing civil disobedience, creating media, street theater, whatever it is that your interests are, and maybe you don't know what you're interested in, you'll probably find out soon enough when you get involved in the community up here. So go to freestateproject.org to connect with other people that have done the same thing and learn more about this movement, because it is the most exciting thing going in the Liberty community as far as I'm concerned. Freestateproject.org. As we continue here with your calls, Ed, listening in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I thought the VA, they do allow medical marijuana. Don't they?
Apparently not.
Not where these guys are.
in the states that allow medical marijuana?
Not according to the last two calls we had from Medford, Oregon. They are saying not that that's not the case.
I think they're wrong.
Well, are you a veteran?
Well, it's the states that do not allow does Oregon allow medical marijuana?
Yeah, I believe they do, yes.
Well, and the one guy was in San Francisco.
Yeah,
so
he'd gone down to the San Fran VA, but he was calling from Oregon. Are you a veteran, Ed?
No.
Well, I'm gonna take the veteran's word for it over yours. I mean, I know you're a pretty educated guy, and I always appreciate your opinion, but I think these guys would know a little better.
I don't know. You ought to look it up is all I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but I don't always have time for that.
we don't have
a crack research staff sitting back here punching keyboards. I mean, if we're on break, we're trying to tweet and Facebook and do whatever.
Okay, well, I'll do it for you. But here's something else I want to tell you. Making a little headway on the jury system. Look, the New Jersey Supreme Court has issued a sweeping ruling aimed at resolving the troubling lack of reliability and eyewitness identification. But, Mark, as you said, over 90% of the cases are not jury trials, plea bargain, which is a total sham on justice. Mm-hmm. But anyway, a judge now must tell jurors before deliberations begin, for example, stress levels, distance or poor lighting can undercut an eyewitness ability to make an accurate identification.
You know, they did this. They did some study in some university or another. I don't have it right here in front of me. Where a guy came in pretending to commit some kind of crime or whatever, and then left, and then they asked the people in the room questions about him, and they weren't even very good. It had just occurred,
and their memory
right there
fresh.
In front of them under fluorescent lighting,
wow.
In front of
wow.
God and everybody, and they weren't very good at saying what happened.
Hey, and isn't that the same thing that happened in the gorilla study? You know, they had the guys out there playing basketball in different color uniforms, and you had to watch them and do this, and a guy walks through with a gorilla suit on, and hardly any of them even recognize him. You know, he walks in and walks out. Then
they didn't even notice that there was a man in a gorilla suit, you're saying?
Sure didn't. Look it up.
Wow.
Amazing.
Eyewitnesses are notoriously weak.
Thanks for sharing that tonight.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Appreciate it, Ed. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
People are better at recognizing what they heard, but that doesn't, what you've heard doesn't really allow you to interpret necessarily what reality is.
Reuters reporting that the Los Angeles City Council has decided unanimously on Tuesday to ban all storefront medical marijuana shops in a blow to an industry that operates in violation of federal law but has become the largest collection of pot dispensaries in California. So much for the will of the voters who voted overwhelmingly back in 1996 for Proposition 215 that legalized the use of medicinal cannabis. The 14-0 vote by the council comes after conflicting court decisions on how far local jurisdictions in California can go in cracking down on the cannabis shops. Some observers say the issue could end up before the state Supreme Court, but in the meantime, they're going to be shutting down as many dispensaries as possible. And if you recall, it wasn't too long ago that they were trying to figure out ways to regulate a lot of these shops out
they were shutting them down.
Storefront areas. They were attempting to get them to essentially get city permits, and then, of course, not allowing them to have those permits in specific commercial zones. They would force them to exist like in back alleys, basically.
You need our permit? Oh, sorry, we don't have a permit for you.
Oh, what's that? You're sick? You're in a wheelchair? Well, you get to go roll your wheelchair back into the most dangerous part of town to some crappy warehouse district where you can then go and possibly go and visit one of these shops. But now they're going to ban them entirely. All storefront medical marijuana shops, 17 states and the District of Columbia now allow medical marijuana, but the federal government holds that pot is a dangerous and illegal narcotic and has shut down dispensaries in several states, even in L.A.
If it was dangerous, I mean, of course it's illegal because a bunch of thieves and liars that do whatever the heck they want, including smoke pot, have made it illegal. But, if it was dangerous, you'd think all these people in California that have been smoking marijuana legally for, going on 15 years, more than 15 years?
Something like that.
They'd have some kind of studies on the illegality here. I mean, it's just some kind of sweeping statement from the ONDCP. It's dangerous. Really? How's it dangerous? Show me the one pot death. I mean, not somebody who got stoned and did something stupid, because I'm sure that that exists out there.
Hey, Mark, that killer in Colorado was a cannabis smoker.
Yeah, well, you know.
You smoke pot, you'll kill people.
He probably drank beer, too.
Yeah, they didn't report that.
No.
You can't really detect alcohol in someone's system after a certain period of time.
No, marijuana is very easy to detect, and it's one of the reasons they go after it. I mean, it's particularly, you know, I mean, the dogs can find it, the pee tests can find it. It's an easy thing to find.
Even in L.A., where some officials support the right of patients with cancer or AIDS to have easy access to the drug, city leaders have sought for years to control dispensaries amid complaints about acrid smoke around very profitable neon-lit storefronts that critics say supply recreational users, and parents have expressed worries.
I'm sure they do. I don't doubt for a second that some people go to their doctors, say, "Oh, my back hurts," and get themselves a pot card.
Right,
I don't
want to avoid going to jail.
But
who can blame them?
I don't care if 999 people fake it and one person is getting the medicine that they need. The fact is, if you don't think that there's one person out of 1,000 that's getting medical help, you're just not looking at the numbers. You don't know anything about this. You've got an opinion about which you are not educated.
Parents also have expressed worries. Their children are being drawn to pot because of these medical cannabis stores.
You know, the studies show in the nations that have decriminalized marijuana that teen usage has gone down.
There are some.
So this is the statement of some parent that this isn't science.
There are some 750 registered dispensaries in L.A. and as many as 200 more without proper registration, say the government bureaucrats. This dwarfs the number of dispensaries in any other California city. And
it's the population dwarfs.
It makes L.A. the king of medical pot shops in the nation. Denver, by comparison, has hundreds of pot shops, and the San Francisco Bay Area has over a dozen. Under the measure approved by the council, regulated.
I can't believe there's so few in San Francisco. You think they must have be regulating them there, too?
I don't know the details.
San Francisco is a pretty populous place.
If you're in San Fran, you want to let us know, 855-450-FREE. But under the measure approved by the council, regulated and illegal dispensaries would be asked. They're just going to ask.
Oh, yeah, sure they're going to ask. That's not what the government does. The government does not ask.
They'll be asked to shut down within 30 days of the measure being signed by the mayor, who's also...
We're going to have to ask you to shut down, or we're going to send in people with clubs and sticks and beat you up.
They're going
to
keep asking as they beat you. Please, please shut down your store as they whip the crap out of you. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. Up next, Free Talk Live.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this live Saturday edition. There's still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. And all the features you'll find there are completely free. So again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you may support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and then click into the Amazon link that's right for you. We've got Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You click into the Amazon for you and then just get your shopping done as you normally would on Amazon, because they've got great selection, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. And it's Amazon. I mean, they've got all the reviews and the great customer service. It's the same old experience you're used to. You're just entering through Free Talk Live's portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So Amazon will send us a portion of the profits that they would otherwise keep for themselves. So just start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to support this program. We can tell you more about what's going on in California here in a moment. But first, Jake is on the line. You can bring up what you want. Jake listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WSCFM. Hey, Jake.
How you doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to share some information with you.
Right.
2 calls ago said he had been in a veteran's hospital and they had found some pot. The next caller was curious as to how that was legal. Point of matter is that veterans' hospitals are part of the Veterans Administration, a federal entity. As such, veteran hospitals fall on federal property, hence federal property rules and regulations apply. States can sell and license medical marijuana facilities. The federal government does not. That's it. I just want to share that with you.
Thank you for sharing that, Jake. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, on that point, I was sent a piece here by the New York Times about how the VA has eased rules for medical marijuana. However, right.
The first line, it says the Department of Veterans Affairs will formally allow patients treated at its hospitals and clinics to use medical marijuana in states where it's legal, a policy clarification that veterans have sought for several years. So, I mean, you know, Ed sounds like he was right as far as the news goes, but clearly these guys were dealing with the two veterans that called in. I don't believe for a second those guys were lying.
Well, it says also here that under department rules, veterans can be denied pain medications if they're found to be using illegal drugs.
Mm.
So it is.
But this guy got a ticket.
Yes, he did. It has led many patients to distrust their doctors, say veterans, but doctors and patients...
Right, I think the veterans have been distrusting their doctors for a lot longer than medical marijuana has been around.
So
been worried about, at least.
Right, I haven't had a chance to dig in deep into this particular piece here, but your comments are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. The new policy, here you go, new policy applies only to veterans using medical marijuana in states where it's legal. Doctors may still modify a veteran's treatment plan if the veteran is using marijuana or decide not to prescribe pain medication altogether if there's a risk of drug interaction, but that decision will be made on a case-by-case basis, not blanket policy. And I guess this doesn't have anything to do with whether or not they possess it on federal property. So there's probably, you know, these rules are interpreted different ways by different bureaucrats. So maybe while on one hand some doctors are able to make the decision to allow the use of medical marijuana on a case-by-case basis, on the other hand, that doesn't stop the VA police from cracking down on the veterans who are parking in their on their federal property and going after them for possession of pot.
Yeah, it's interesting how they can claim a piece of property inside of a state as their own.
Let's continue here. Sean is listening to WKZO in Kalamazoo. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Sean in Kalamazoo. He hung up. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we were talking about Los Angeles, where the city council has voted 14-0, and the mayor is expected to sign on to this, to effectively ban all storefront medical marijuana shops from the city. There are 750 registered dispensaries in L.A. and as many as 200 more that don't have the proper registration. The measure will mean that regulated and illegal dispensaries would be asked to shut down within 30 days. Relief is coming in the form of having more focused and intense crackdown on these dispensaries that cause problems in our neighborhoods, said the councilman. What is the problem exactly? What is it that people who have debilitating, life-threatening diseases and you know, crippling problems with their bodies and their health, is a problem having them around? Is it a problem having them go somewhere and get the medicine that helps them feel better, helps them keep their medication down, helps them reduce pain and nausea? Is this a problem? What? How? How insensitive, and that 14-0, not one of these people voted in favor of these medical cannabis shops?
Well, I don't propose to know what's going on in the communities or around these medical marijuana dispensaries. I mean, maybe it's a party all day, all night, and, you know, whatever. I don't know. But I do know that the people of California voted to have medical marijuana available. And the way they went about it, the way the law was written, made these dispensaries legal. So the idea that they're just not going to allow them to happen, to me, says they're circumventing what the public's desire is without taking it to a vote. These people would propose to rule you. They believe that they own you, and in that, they will not let you open up a store and do business.
Police Chief Charlie Beck said the L.A. ban is needed because the city's dispensaries have a, quote, toxic mixture of high-level narcotics and high amounts of cash. This is all he's got. This is the reason why
some people rob
them. They need to ban them.
This is the same claim you would make for a liquor store.
In supporting,
come on, let's take a look. A bottle of Jack Daniels is a heck of a lot more dangerous than a bag of marijuana.
Oh, well, get this, Mark.
It's not a narcotic.
According to the piece here in Reuters, the city has been unable to collect sales tax from the pot shops, losing out on millions of dollars.
We know. Yeah, this is all about the taxes.
According to the planning deputy for the L.A. councilman, this is who said that.
Well, this is, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. But do governments get taxes on pharmaceuticals? Because I don't think they do.
Maybe not. Maybe that's why they haven't been successful.
I mean, I don't know for certain, but I know that sales tax is often not collected on groceries and newspapers and things that
it
are
would
considered
make sense.
A necessity.
And
how
so
newspapers ever became a necessity is beyond me.
So the council and the city bureaucrats are upset because no government bureaucrat likes it when somebody does business without the government getting a cut. That makes them very angry.
Yeah, well, that's what it all comes down to, I guess. I mean, we should have been able to predict this one.
Physician and caregiver Jeff Thompson spoke against the ban, saying that it would prevent safe access to medicine. He said, don't force people to go to the black market and increase crime, he said. Duh, that's why these people voted for it, and these people meaning the people of California, that's why the people of California voted for it in the mid-1990s. This is clearly the will of the people. It was something that should have happened. It did happen. It was going in the right direction, and now, perfect example of how politics just fails over and over again. You think you have something. You think you've made progress, and then all of a sudden, the city council decides to completely go against what everybody voted for in 1996.
That's what it comes down to.
And what do you do about it?
I don't know what you do about it.
Let's continue here with Greg listening in Cleveland. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
I'll be quick. I know you're getting towards the end of your show here.
Go ahead.
But normally I live in Boston, where I go to school, and as you guys, I'm sure you know, Massachusetts decriminalized marijuana, and that was done through the will of the voters, not the politicians. And, of course,
that's right.
The politicians can't stand that. So two big things came out of that. Number one, I know a lot of communities moved to try and get what they call, you know, head shops where they sell these pipes and whatnot, kicked out of their communities, or at least, like you said, pull their permits from, like, Main Street and stick them in the back alleys.
Yep.
And the other thing that was done was that, you know, especially in Boston, where there's so many universities, City Hall holds immense power over the universities through permits. And it was kind of, and as I understand, it was made clear to the universities that even though marijuana was decriminalized, they were to continue to crack down on their students very hard, or the city was going to say that they weren't being good neighbors and not let them get any permits for new buildings they needed.
Wow.
Mm.
But that'll stop college kids from smoking pot.
Yeah, college kids won't smoke pot now.
Yeah, so that's just my two cents, you guys. All right, thanks for the good work.
Hey, dude, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You know, New Hampshire's got some real draconian penalties for marijuana, but at least in Little Keene, we've got two head shops on Main Street, right across the street from one another.
I don't even know why that's an advantage. I mean, the head shop means nothing to me.
Well, nobody has started.
It doesn't smell like freedom to me.
Well, at least while there are people who don't like it that they're there, at least there's not some sort of big movement to try to get them to move.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of nice. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Mark, you will be here tomorrow with Stephanie for the live Sunday edition, and those of you who would like to get on the air may do so at that time, because you can call in any single night of the week here on Free Talk Live. Do it 7 nights a week. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and have a super weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.